Chapter 17, Rachel. Thursday, 15th of August, 2013. Scott called me earlier today, asking to see me. He sounded desperate, so I agreed. I get to his house in the afternoon, and the moment I walk in, I know he's been drinking. He looks terrible. "Have a beer," he says coldly. He puts a bottle on the table in front of me. "Detective Sergeant Riley came to see me yesterday. She had the results of the tests," he tells me. "The baby wasn't mine. But it wasn't Abdik's either. So she was sleeping with another person too. Can you believe it?" A horrible smile appears on his face. "You're her friend. Did she tell you about another man? Did she?" Then the smile goes, and I'm getting a very bad feeling about this. I get to my feet and take a step towards the door. "Sit down!" he shouts angrily. He grabs my bag and throws it into the corner of the room. "No, she didn't. Because she never met you, did she, Rachel? Everything you've told me is a lie." He reaches out and hits the beer bottle off the table. It breaks into pieces on the floor. I try to stand up, but he holds my arm tightly, his eyes locked on mine. I'm terrified. "The police told me. And they said that Anna's been complaining about you. You're always watching her and Tom, waiting around outside their house and behaving strangely." My phone makes a noise. It's a new text message. Scott grabs my bag and pulls out my phone. He reads aloud with anger in his voice. "Don't forget your appointment with Dr. Abdik at 4:30 p.m. on Monday the 19th of August. "What is this?" he shouts. "What have you been saying to him?" "I haven't been..." He's coming towards me. I move backwards into the corner of the room. "I was trying to find out... I was trying to help." He raises his hand and I try to make myself small. I wait to feel the pain. In that moment, I know that I've done this before, felt this before, but I can't remember when. But he doesn't hit me. He pushes me as hard as he can down onto the floor. I'm terrified. Scott turns around, picks up my bag, and throws it down next to me. "I should break your neck, but I've got more important things to do." He moves out of my way. "Get out!" I run out of the house and straight to Tom's house. I don't care if Anna's there or not. I knock loudly, but there's no answer, so I decide to write a note. I write, "Please, can we talk about the other day? It's important." Then I push it through the door. Friday, 16th of August, 2013. I've just been to Whitney Police Station to tell Riley what happened yesterday. All she said was, "Stay away from Scott Hipwell." I'm almost at the train station when I feel a hand on my arm. I jump and then see it's the fair-haired man from the train again. "Hey," he says, "sorry I made you jump. My name's Andy, by the way." We talk for a bit, and I apologise for running away on the train. Then I say, "That night, I was very drunk and I don't remember what happened." I look down because I'm full of shame. He smiles. "It's okay," he says. "You didn't do anything bad. We talked on the train, then we both got off here at Whitney and you fell on the steps. I helped you up. I asked you if you wanted to go for a drink and you said no. You said you had to go and see your husband. Then, maybe half an hour later, I was on my way to another pub, and I saw you in the underpass. You'd fallen and hurt yourself. I think you'd had an argument with your husband. He was getting into a car with, another woman, and then they drove off." "What then?" I ask. "I offered to take you home, but you said you didn't need help, so I left." When I get back home, I'm really anxious. I should feel better knowing that what Andy tells me is the same as what I'd remembered. But I don't. Something still feels wrong about it all. And then I realise what it is. When I saw Anna walking away that night, she wasn't carrying the baby. Where was Evie when all this was going on? Saturday, 17th of August, 2013. 2 days have passed since I left the note, and Tom hasn't called me. I'm surprised about that, and I can't stop thinking about the way he was with me in the car. So in the evening, I call him.
What is it?
I need to talk to you, I tell him, as I said in my note.
What?
I left a note for you a couple of days ago.
I didn't get a note, he says.
Then,
that's why she's angry with me then.
I realise what he means. Anna took it. He didn't see it.
What do you want, Rachel?
He says angrily. It's all gone. The warmth I felt from him a week ago. I just want to know, where was Anna? On that Saturday night when you came looking for me.
God, Rachel, we've already talked about that night. She was at home with Evie.
She wasn't in the car with you.
No, she was supposed to be going out, but because of you, she had to cancel her plans, he says angrily.
When you saw me, was I hurt?
Listen, he says coldly. You were completely drunk. You couldn't walk. You'd fallen over. You were crying. You were a complete mess.
My heart sinks. I feel ashamed.
How many times do I have to ask you, Rachel? Don't call me. Don't come here. Don't leave notes. Leave my family alone.
Then he ends the call. I think about all the times I used to wake in the morning, not remembering anything. He used to show me the bruises where I'd hit him, or describe the terrible things I'd done. It was terrifying to hear. And that hole in the wall from the golf club was always there, reminding me what a horrible, angry, violent person I could be. But still, I don't remember the anger, only fear. It's late now, and I'm in bed, but I can't relax. At last, my eyes close, and sleep begins to come. But then, with a horrible shock, the ground suddenly comes up at me, and my eyes open. I remember, I was in the underpass, and he was coming towards me. His hand was raised, holding his keys, and then there was terrible pain as the metal crashed down against my head. It feels like a very real memory. But can I trust it? Yes, I can. I know that's what I saw in the underpass. I can feel it, see it. What he told me was a lie. Just as I can now see and feel how it was that night at home, I know, deep in my heart, I wasn't the one using the golf club that night. I was the one lying on the floor, terrified. This changes everything. And I realise then that I do remember what happened in the underpass. It's just that I've confused two different memories. I'd put the memory of Anna in a blue dress walking away from me into another, different memory. That of Tom and a woman getting into a car. Because that woman wasn't wearing a blue dress. She was wearing jeans and a red t-shirt. It wasn't Anna.